Super. Just great. I'm going to read to you a little verse from the book of Philippians. And in verse 5 of Philippians chapter 4, it says, "The Lord is near." Just four words. "The Lord is near." And then it goes on to say, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." It's a lovely verse, but I just love that phrase, "The Lord is near." I have a 2-year-old granddaughter called Hope. She just happens to be the prettiest girl in the world. If you don't believe me, then you can come and see me afterwards, and I'll keep you going for hours with pictures on my mobile phone, and you'll believe me by the end of it. And Hope, every night when Hope goes to bed, her daddy always does a story, and then he does a little prayer. And Hope has now realized that she can join in by saying to her daddy something that she wants prayed for. It doesn't always go well. She got from her granny, Alison. Hard to believe Alison's a granny. It's hard to believe I'm married to a granny. But anyway, Alison, Alison had given her a buggy and a dolly for her second birthday. And she was so excited about this. And we were quite pleased because she basically didn't play with anyone else's present. She really just played with the buggy and the dolly. And that night, when James was putting his little daughter to bed, he said a little prayer at the end of it. And then Hope said, "But Daddy, you forgot about the buggy." And James said, "Well, what would you like me to say? I think we should thank Jesus for the buggy." Okay, so they bowed their heads again, and he prayed and thanked the Lord Jesus for the buggy. So Hope thought, "That's great. I can add to the prayer anytime I want to, anything that comes to mind." And shortly after that, they were at the duck pond, and they were watching the ducks, and one of the ducks jumped into the water, and as the duck was leaving them, it did a poo. And it was quite a long kind of white poo that trailed. It's not funny, right? And a duck trailed this long poo behind it. And Hope, a bit like Gemma, thought it was hilariously funny. Well, you're ahead of me. So that night, they're having a prayer, and Daddy says the prayer. And at the end of it, Hope says, "Daddy, you forgot to thank Jesus for the duck that did the poo." Now, what do you do with that? Well, I think James did the right thing. He bowed his head and he thanked the Lord Jesus for the duck that did the poo. Because for Hope that day, that's what was on her mind. That's what she thought was funny. That's what cheered her up. Now, why am I telling you this? Well, the question is, was that a legitimate prayer for a 2-year-old to ask the Almighty God, the King of Kings, to say thank you for the duck that did the poo? Yes, it was. It was a perfect example of a legitimate prayer, because as you've heard already, the Lord already knows what you want before you ask him. What he really wants is to hear from you. When I'm traveling with my work, Alison likes the phone to go at about 11 o'clock at night and me to phone and say, "Hello, darling, how are you?" And it almost doesn't really matter what we say. It's the fact that we're communicating with each other, we're chatting. It just shows that we love each other. And that's what prayer fundamentally is. It's not about you informing God and giving him a shopping list of what you need. It's about you chatting to God, telling him that you love him. If you're worried about something, tell him what you're worried about. If you thought it was funny that the duck did a poo on the duck pond, It's fine. Tell him about that. He just wants to hear from you. Now, one thing that I should warn you about is God doesn't always answer prayers in the way that you might like. Now, I used this as a children's talk a few years ago. If you've heard this before, forgive me. I'm not making any apologies about it. But because I've worked on the sea all my life, I think that the answer to most problems in the Old Testament is a boat. And the reason that I think that is because when the flood came and Noah's Ark, whose favorite story was Noah's Ark? It was somebody's favorite story. Thank you. Set this up perfectly for me. Noah's Ark was God telling Noah, there's going to be a flood. I think you need to build a boat. And off he went, and he spent weeks and weeks and weeks getting the wood together, and he built a boat. And I think, what a perfect solution to the problem. And his family got in the boat, and off they went, and they were saved from the flood. But then you read on in the New Testament, and you find the children of Israel are on the shores of the Red Sea, and the army's coming. Now, if God had just asked for my advice, he doesn't a lot. But if he'd asked for my advice, I would have said, Lord, the answer is a boat. And God said, no, I don't need a boat. I'll just blow the sea away. Well, I wasn't really thinking that that would be the answer. And then later on, Jonah is sent to the city of Nineveh to preach the gospel. And he doesn't go, and he heads off in the other direction, and he's on a ship to Tarshish, and a big storm comes along, and the sailors throw him overboard, and what does he need? Well, it's obvious what he needs. He needs a boat. God says, no, I don't need a boat. I'll send a big fish. I'll swallow him, carry him back to the shore, and spit him up on the beaches of Tel Aviv. I wouldn't have come up with that, I'll be honest. Elisha is building his school for the prophets, and one of the men swings with his axe, and the axe head comes off, and it flies out into the loch, and it drops, and it sinks. And he says, oh, Elisha, what am I going to do? I borrowed that axe. Now, to me, the obvious answer is a boat with an echo sounder and a magnet. And God says, I don't need a boat. If you throw a stick in, I'll make the wooden stick go to the bottom and the iron axe head come to the top. I would never have come up with that in 1,000 years. So when the disciples are out with Jesus on the loch, on the Sea of Galilee, and the storm blows up and their little boats are being swamped, what's the answer? Well, it's obviously need a bigger boat, no? No, says Jesus, I don't need a boat. I'll just calm the storm. Now, why am I telling you this? It's because prayer is, first of all, it's not you just giving a shopping list to God. It's you communicating with God how you feel and what you need and so on. But let him answer your prayer with his answer, his way, in his time scale. And it may not be what you expect, but it will always be what's best for you. Let's have a wee prayer. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful gift of prayer. Help us to use it every day. Help us, Lord, to communicate with you, even just to tell you that we love you, even just to tell you that we're unhappy about something, even just to tell you that we've enjoyed a visit to the duck pond. Whatever it is, help us, Lord, to keep that line of communication always open with you. And we thank you, Lord, for the overwhelming evidence of your love for us as you answer our prayers, all the way through the Bible and the experience of these people, all the way through our lives as we walk with Jesus. And help us, Lord, to keep that prayer line open. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.